That's Your Story and Lawley Primary School present the cheesy adventure of Iggy and Ziggy.
Once, long ago, or perhaps far in the past, it's difficult to tell in space, a small white planet hung in the darkness of the solar system. A small white planet. It was called the Moon. You may have heard of it. The Moon. You haven't heard of the Moon? Well, just press pause and go and Google it. Done? Fascinating, isn't it? The glistening moon had been hanging there for thousands and thousands of years, minding its own business, not causing any harm to anyone. But on the moon, which had been minding its own business for thousands and thousands of years and not causing any harm to anyone, was someone who was not minding his own business and wanted to cause a lot of harm to everyone. And his name was...
Dr. Dairy.
Dr. Dairy, also known as...
Cheese String.
Cheese String. There he sits in his cheese house on the moon, nibbling cheese and dreaming of...
Cheese. I like cheese. Big cheese, little cheese, green cheese, blue cheese, purple cheese. Oh yes, I said purple cheese. But I cannot bear camembert. I'm mad for mozzarella and kind of fond of feta. I've got a lot of ricotta, but I cannot bear camembert. I gorge on gorgonzola and guzzle gruyere. I love the smell of a baby bell, but I cannot bear camembert. Oh, look at the time. It's tea time. I wonder what I'll have. I know. I shall have cheese on cheese.
And he had cheese on cheese, with cheese on the side, and a cup of cheese tea and cheesecake for pudding. So as you can see, Dr. Dairy was very, very cheesy. He had a milk-coloured moustache, glasses made of cheese string, one orange eye and one pink eye, and a pet tortoise called Claude. He wore a dark green hat and pink and orange shoes to match his eyes. And he was very afraid of 31. Pencils.
32. 33.
And just as Dr. Dairy was on his 34th slurp of cheese tea...
34.
He happened to look out of his cheesy window and saw something strange and bizarre and unusual, which he had never seen before in his entire life, and it made him go...
Oh.
And what was happening was this. That was Iggy. That was Ziggy. Two strange aliens. They have no hair and eat through their eyes. Yes, you heard that right. They eat through their eyes. And each alien can live to be 1 million years old. Yes, you heard that right. 1 million years old. And they each wore skinny jeans and a t-shirt with 8 armholes because they had 8 arms each. And this pitch black night, they were in terrible trouble.
Iggy, override the auxiliary velocity thrust. Cancel the monopropellant thermal burners. Reverse the hybrid combustion nozzling cones.
Sorry?
Pull the lever!
Okay. Done it.
What happened?
He came off in my hand. Is it supposed to come off in my hand?
Ooh, I think we're going to...
Iggy, you are an idiot.
Don't talk to your sister like that.
You're no sister of mine.
Rude. Where are we?
I think we're on the moon. It looks very moony.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
It's an echo. bit odd. Oh, I'm peckish.
Well, didn't you eat your bacon yoghurt?
Maybe. I want another one now.
Let's see if we can find some food, and then we need to get back to the Green Lagoon. Mummy will be worried.
And they walked, 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 and they walked. And then they walked and walked some more, until they discovered...
Look, it's a cottage made of cheese. What does the sign say?
Cottage cheese. Maybe I could have a quick nibble of the cheese doormat, or just a bit.
Stop eating the doormat! We haven't been invited yet. Ring the doorbell.
Okay. No one's coming.
Ring it again.
No one's coming again, Ziggy.
Ring it for a third time.
No one's coming for a third time, Ziggy. And I'm very, very peckish now. I'm going in.
No!
It's amazing. Oh, it's brilliant. Everything is made of cheese.
Cheese chairs, cheese mats, cheese curtains, cheese walls, cheese microwave, cheese remote control, cheese satellite TV, cheese laptop. It's amazing.
Cheese floorboards, cheese mantle, cheese carpet, cheese bed, cheese oven, cheese cage, cheese cupboards, cheese sink, cheese stalls, cheese pictures. It's brilliant. Oh, really, I'm peckish now. I'm going to start on that chair there.
Oh dear.
And Iggy started to munch and crunch, and before long Ziggy was munching and crunching too. And soon they were both slurping and burping their way through every piece of furniture in cottage cheese. When suddenly...
Oops. Hello.
Hello.
It's a strange creature, Iggy. Speak to him.
Blobble blib. I said blobble blib. Floop. Wibble wibble. Blop.
Whatever are you talking about? And why are you eating my furniture?
Oh, what a lovely voice. You sound like a pigeon eating an apple pie.
Sounds more like a toilet.
I am invincible.
Hello, Mr. Invincible. We're lost and we got a bit peckish. In fact, a lot peckish. So we've eaten your chairs. Sorry.
I am Dr. Dairy and this is my cottage cheese. You are trespassing. And you know what happens to trespassers.
Do they get given lots of food and sent on their way?
No, they get thrown in cheese jail.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'll just write that down. Cheese jail.
Ah, not a pencil. I hate pencils. Put it away. Put it away.
Put it away. I've dropped it.
Get it. Look, Dr. Dairy.
You should call me Cheese String. All my best friends do.
Well, Cheese String, we are very sorry for trespassing on your cottage cheese. Is there something we can do to make it up to you?
Yes. Yes, there is. Clean my cottage cheese from roof to cellar. Dust the duvet. Mop the microwave. Sweep the sweet jar. Sponge the spigot. Buff the buffet. Deodorise the doilies. Wash my Macintosh. And sterilise the pies. I want it spotless, smudgeless, stainless, speckless, spick and span from ceiling to floor. And I want it now.
And Iggy and Ziggy set about what they were asked to do. And as they cleaned and dusted and mopped and swept and sponged and buffed and deodorised and washed and sterilised, Dr. Dairy looked at Iggy and thought, Then he thought, Then he thought, And finally he thought,
I know what I'll do to you. I'll make you into cheesy stew. I could dip you into melted cheese. You could last for 30 teas. I could dunk you in brie for all to see. But I wouldn't let you near Camembert. I cannot bear Camembert.
And Dr. Dairy suddenly grabbed Iggy, and Iggy screamed.
No!
And Ziggy screamed.
No!
shove you in the cheesy cupboard, lock the door with my cheesy keys, and leave you there to mature. Put the key in my cheesy pocket, safe and sound. I love cheese. That's why I do as I please.
Let me out!
Hard cheese. You stay in there as long as I wish.
Oh, I'm tired. Being mean is such hard work. I think I need a snooze in my cheesy snooze room.
And Dr. Dairy stomped away with a cheesy grin on his cheesy face, laid on his cheesy bed and fell into a cheesy sleep. And if you listened carefully, you could hear a cheesy snore.
Oh, what a doofus! What a downright Daffy doofus! I've got to get Iggy out of that cheesy cupboard. But the key is in the cheesy pocket of Dr. Dairy. There's only one thing for it.
So Ziggy slipped off her shoes from her 14 feet and tiptoed over to Dr. Dairy's cheesy bedroom. She was careful not to... Whoops. Sorry.
Tell the story quieter.
Okay. She tiptoed over to the bed and very carefully leaned over the bed and very carefully slid the cheesy key from his cheesy pocket. Then she tiptoed back to the cupboard, put the cheesy key in the cheesy keyhole and opened the door. Which woke up Dr. Dairy.
The cheesy sound of the cheesy door interrupting my cheesy snore. I think I'll do some stomping.
And Dr. Dairy stomped downstairs and saw Iggy and Ziggy heading for the door.
Halt! Desist! Stop and stay! What has occurred?
Oh, hello, cheese string. We were just baking you something nice in the oven.
Ooh, does it include cheese?
Of course! Come and see!
And Iggy and Ziggy led Dr. Dairy over to the cheesy oven, and he saw a bubbling pot of cheese, his least favourite cheese.
Camembert! I cannot bear camembert!
But it's lovely! Smell it!
And as he leaned into the oven, he put his cheesy foot on the pencil Iggy had dropped, and he slipped and plopped in the cheese.
I plopped in the cheese! It's melting my knees! Help me, please! I don't want to be cheese! I'm melting! I'm melting! Ah!
And Iggy and Ziggy ran from the cottage cheese as fast as their 14 legs could carry them, which was very fast indeed. And they jumped aboard their space rocket.
Right, put the lever back where it was. Then override the auxiliary velocity thrust. Cancel the monopropellant thermal burners. Reverse the hybrid combustion nozzling cone.
Sorry?
Pull the lever!
And they launched into the stars. And they swerved and they curved. And they dived and they dipped. They looped the loop and slipped and zipped. And finally arrived safe and sound back at the Green Lagoon, where their mother had made them dinner. It was cheese! And Iggy and Ziggy said...
The Cheesy Adventure of Iggy and Ziggy was created by the pupils of Lawley Primary School and scripted by Ian Billings. Iggy was played by Alison Belbin, Ziggy by Rochi Rampal, and Dr. Dairy by Stefan Besant. The sound designers were Lucy Ryan and Matthew Barnard. The play was directed by Peter Leslie Wilde and recorded at the Birmingham City University School of Media.